Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. There will be a public hearing at noon Tuesday before the Lamar City Council to approve the city's 2024-25 fiscal year budget. Property taxes raised under the new budget is estimated at $6.3 million based on a tax levy of $12.78 per thousand. Beginning balance on July the 1st will be $24.2 million with an ending balance in June 2025 of just over $24 million. The Environmental Protection Agency has issued an emergency waiver to allow the E15 blend of ethanol fuel to be sold nationwide this summer. Iowa's congressional delegation and the governor praised the announcement. They have been pushing the EPA for years to make the sale of E15 permanent throughout the year. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg also welcomed the announcement. He says Iowa and seven other Midwest states will never again have to deal with this summertime E15 uncertainty. Ultimately, though, Negg says there needs to be a permanent federal solution to allow year-round E15 sales. Lawmakers sent the governor a bill to cut Iowans' income taxes by $1 billion next year, and they set up a framework for a nearly $9 billion state budget and then concluded the 2024 legislative session early Saturday morning. The session officially ended at 4:23 a.m. Saturday. A bill to establish a single income tax rate of 3.8% next year was approved during that final 20-hour-long day. In January, Governor Kim Reynolds also asked legislators to overhaul the state's nine area education agencies, and she signed a reorganization plan last month. Senate Democratic leader Pam Yoakum of Dubuque says the changes centralize power in Des Moines. House Democratic leader Jennifer Confirst of Windsor Heights says that kids with special needs are going to suffer. House Speaker Pat Grassley says House Republicans put a lot of work in to make changes in the governor's original plan to protect the AEA's special education services while letting schools choose how to use the rest of the money that had been going directly to the AEA's four other services. In the closing moments of the session, Republicans voted to reassign Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation agents to work on cases related to the law that Governor Reynolds signed to have Iowa's legal system arrest and deport immigrants who are in Iowa illegally. Also, the House voted to prohibit state regulators from granting new casino licenses until 2029, but the Senate adjourned without taking up the measure. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa will host a roundtable in Woodbury County on Morningside's University campus this afternoon. Senator Ernst wants to hear from students and families about how they've been impacted by what she calls the botched rollout of the Department of Education's new free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. The FAFSA form is typically accessible to students on October 1 of each year to allow for ample time to submit financial information in advance of both state and school-specific deadlines for aid eligibility. However, due to incomplete planning measures, the Department of Education released this year's version 3 months late, condensing the timeline for families to submit to aid. The delay, along with additional actions by the Biden administration regarding ownership of farmland values, have put farm families at a disadvantage. The four Republicans who represent Iowa in the U.S. House have voted to send $95 billion of emergency assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. In written statements, Congressman Randy Feenstra said, while some want to turn their backs on an ally like Israel, he will not. Congressman Zach Nunn said America must be unwavering in its support of Israel. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Marion said in her statement that President Biden's foreign policy has shown weakness to our adversaries and the package to keep America out of conflict. In a video statement after Saturday's votes, Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks said supporting our allies against dictators and communist governments is completely necessary. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.